Hey guys, what's up? This is Rinku Sahani and thank you all so much for joining me in today. So today I'm going to talk about the four secrets to success. How many times have we heard that to be able to succeed in life, one needs to have the right skills, education, loads of hard work and maybe a little bit of luck? I don't deny the fact that these ingredients are in fact essential to creating success in one's life. However, if you look around, we see so many people who seem to have all these ingredients, but success still eludes them. Why is that? That's because success is a very misconstrued term. Studies have revealed that only 10% people are really successful and the remaining 90% are living a mediocre life. This was something that always bothered me. Why is it that majority people end up living mediocre lives despite putting so much effort and hard work? I myself was a part of this 90% when I was working day in and day out in one of India's top MNCs but never felt fulfilled and truly happy. What I have realized over the years is that success is misinterpreted as only financial independence. But if we look deep into people's lives, we would see that even if people have financial success, majority of these people feel stressed, anxious, unhappy, and empty. Financial freedom is an important part of success, no doubt, but success is much more than that. The reason success eludes people is that we don't know what real success means. So let's first understand what success really means. Let's try and define success. I love Earl Nightingale's definition of success, which says, success is the progressive realization of a worthy idea. Which brings us to the very first secret to success, a worthy idea. Now, what's a worthy idea? A worthy idea is something that is bigger than our lives and us, something that has the potential to create a difference in the world. Richard St. John, a success analyst, interviewed over 500 successful people who were millionaires, billionaires. Some of them were not millionaires, billionaires, but they were successful in their own right all over the world in a 10-year-long survey to find what was the secret of their success. He found that none of them had fame and fortune as their first or second goals. They all had ideas that had the potential to change the face of the world. Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, Swami Vivekanand, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Virat Kohli and the likes. All of them were or are extremely passionate about their ideas. All successful people are doing what they really love and want to do. It is so much easier to endure, overcome challenges and keep going if you're working towards a worthy idea. The other important ingredient which he found in this survey was that all these people came from service to others. So a worthy idea is something you are passionate about and it's about serving others. It is not something that you should do, but something that you must do. What do most people do today when they have to decide what they want to be or do in life? What is important to them? Surveys have revealed that the new generation of people in the age group of 18 to 25 years, which is also called as Gen Z, they put money and fame as their two main goals. And why Gen Z? It's no different for most of us. However, the most successful people on this planet never went after money. It comes anyways. These people simply followed their hearts. They chose to listen to their inner guiding voice. They followed their dreams. So when you find a worthy idea, ask yourself, why is this so important to me? And if the answer to this why is, because this is something I can give my life for, this is what my heart desires, this is my dream, this is my passion, then you have found the reason of your existence, the why of your life. Unless we discover this why, we will continue to feel stuck and unfulfilled. All the successful people have discovered their why, their worthy idea, their gift. Yes, gift. Each one of us on this planet is unique and is born with a gift. Life is not meant to simply work, wait for the weekends and pay your rents and bills. There is a bigger purpose to our existence and it's our responsibility to discover this gift that comes wrapped in a box called dreams. The dreams that we wish could come true but are hesitant to pursue. Dreams that we are scared would never realize, but deep down they keep calling us. So, the very first step towards creating success is to get clarity on your worthy idea, your dream. Even if we get clarity about our idea, majority of the times we are unable to follow our dreams. The reason? Fears. Now, where do these fears come from? We are not born with them. Our fears come from the environment around us, which includes people like our parents, our friends, siblings, colleagues, our culture, society, that defines for us what is right, what is wrong, what is acceptable, what is not, what is achievable, what is not, what is possible, what is not. Haven't we heard so many times things like, it's better to be safe than sorry? Play safe, don't take risks. You can never become an actor, you just don't have it in you. You think you are Bill Gates? Stick to a safe job and don't even think of getting into a business. Come out of your fantasy world, dreams never come true, so on and so forth. All these voices coming from the outside world live in our mind and form our life blueprint, creating a virtual limit within our psyche. Right from our birth to our adulthood, these voices have a deep impact on us and we start believing them. Unfortunately, 90% of these voices are self-damaging and negative. We don't even realize when these voices become our voice and we start telling ourselves things like, business is not my cup of tea, I'm not good enough, I just can't do this, I don't have it in me. We are born with limitless capabilities, but how much of these capabilities we use depends upon the beliefs that we have about us, our self-image, our identity. Like in my case, right from my childhood, I was always led to believe that I wasn't as beautiful and attractive. The adjectives I always got to hear frequently were that I was not pretty and that I was fat, that since I was a girl, I was not capable enough. The most dominant beliefs I developed about myself were that I am not good enough, I am a liability, I am fat, and I am ugly. These beliefs made me an extremely introverted person who lacked self-esteem. And what made matters worse was an incident when I was in the second standard. There was this English recitation test at school, and since I came from a Punjabi and Hindi speaking background, English was like an alien language for me. I was nervous as hell and I just kept fumbling and forgetting the lines. The class teacher lost her cool and openly scolded me in front of the entire class. I still remember her words. Your English is very poor. You should never speak in public. You're such an embarrassment. And as if that was not enough, she asked one of my classmates to come and slap me tightly on my face. This was so humiliating, so insulting. It completely shattered whatever was left of my self-confidence. This was the moment when the fear of public speaking and the belief that I can never speak good English got imprinted in my mind. These beliefs that I developed about me became my identity. The reason I could change my life was, number one, I succeeded in discovering my worthy idea. And number two, I understood that all my beliefs about myself, my identity that I had created because of my conditioning, were creating my reality. And if I wanted to live out my dream, I would need to redefine myself and create a new identity, a new me. So, the second secret to creating success is to work on creating a new identity, a new definition of you, a new set of beliefs, rules, behaviors that you know will serve you well, and then work on becoming this new person. I know you're thinking it's easier said than done. How can we change our identity? How is that even possible? I know that's going on in your mind right now. Yes, you are right. It's not as simple as it sounds. Changing one's deep-rooted beliefs, habits, behaviors is not easy, but it's not impossible. Had it been, I would not be doing what I'm doing here today. I say this because I have walked the path and I know it is possible. Another trait that all the successful people share is that they are super focused. Focus is the one quality that sets them apart from the rest. Focusing the mind means the skill of fixing the attention on one single thought, subject, or action for a certain length of time while ignoring distractions and unrelated thoughts. We are all living in an age of instant gratification. If we look at Gen Z, they were born in a digital world. Everything is available to them at their fingertips. The moment there is an urge, we have access to satiating it in a heartbeat. There are way too many distractions today than ever before in the history of mankind. Smartphones, social media, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, you name it. Every second there is a notification popping up, or you're busy updating your statuses or installing, updating apps. So many apps, services are making us busy all the time. The more busy we are, the more our energy and focus suffer, and attributes like impatience, entitlement, procrastination become an integral part of us. So the digital world has created widespread tempting distractions which steal our focus. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. Focus is a powerful energy, and whatever we focus on, we get. So if we keep focusing on the problems and the negatives, we will continue to get more of them. But the good news is that if we keep focusing on the solutions and everything positive, we will get more of that. Focus is the key to realizing your dreams. So, the third secret to success is developing the art of focus. If you want to be successful in life, learn the art of staying focused on the target, which is your worthy idea. Keep your eye on this target and you would be surprised at the kind of opportunities entering your life. What you focus on, you attract in your life. Your destiny is shaped by what you focus on consistently. One simple way we can develop focus is by learning meditation. Develop the habit of meditating just 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes before going to sleep, and you would see how your focus improves. Also, use technology to your advantage to help you get closer to your dreams instead of the technology consuming you and your energy and your time. Once you have clarity about your worthy idea and you know who you need to become to realize it, your new identity, you're super focused on it, and now you can see opportunities in the form of right people and events turning up in your life. You're ready to take action, and you're taking action in the direction of your dreams, and then something happens. You encounter a failure. This reminds me of a very close friend who is a first generation entrepreneur. When she started her journey, she found money, fame very quickly. She was going from success to success. She had no idea how failure felt. But then the inevitable happened. She faced her first failure and she had no clue how to handle it. She was so used to not failing that she was unable to accept it, and she felt frustrated and sad, which further led to more failures. Encountering so many failures in a row left her broken and unwilling to take any more action. She was on the verge of giving up when I met her, and I told her, a failure is just a feedback telling you what is not working and that you might want to change your strategy or your approach or try something different, something that you haven't tried yet. Failures don't come in our lives to break us, they come to make us. They come to teach us and make us wiser and stronger. No failure is final. In fact, failure is an opportunity to make you grow as a person and become a better version of you. All you need to do is to change your relation with failure. Develop a belief that even if you keep encountering failure after failure, you will be okay. Just sit and reflect on what these failures are trying to tell you. Suddenly, I saw a spark in her eyes and she turned towards me and she said, I still remember what she said. She said, I think I know what the problem is, Rinku. Thank you so much. She had decided to introspect and analyze her failures. She figured she needed to tweak her business plans and get some more experts on board, get people in her team who were in alignment with her dreams. She did that and her success spree started again, and this time she even crossed her own expectations. This is what happens when you see failures as feedbacks. They're pointing at ways which can help you get better and faster results. In fact, the earlier you fail, the better, because then you would know what works and what doesn't, reducing the risk of failing later. So, the fourth and the final secret, develop an appetite for failure. Now you're thinking, oh my God, appetite for failure? How's that possible? Trust me, it's easy. All you got to do is stay in action no matter what. There would be times when you would feel like quitting. There would be times when the going would get tough. There would be times when you would feel tired, frustrated, and sad. There would be times when you would feel broken and bruised. That is when it's even more important to keep moving. As Martin Luther King very beautifully puts it, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving. Staying in action would help you develop this appetite. Keep moving no matter what. Remember that success is not getting there. It is not a destination. It's a journey that starts with your worthy idea. Sir Edmund Hillary started with his idea to climb Mount Everest in the year 1951. He tried in 1951 and failed. He again tried in the second year, that is in 1952, and failed again. Finally, he made it to the top in the year 1953. But he did not succeed in 1953. His success started the moment he made up his mind and decided to scale the highest peak on the face of this earth in the year 1951. You are successful when every day you take steps, micro or macro, towards your worthy idea. Success happens when every day you make an effort to redefine your identity to become the person who will bring your dream to life. Success happens when you decide to stay away from all the distractions and focus only on your idea. Success happens when you treat all your setbacks and failures as opportunities and learn from them and choose to stay in action and become a better version of you with every passing failure. Your success starts the moment you make up your mind and decide to work on your dream. So, have you made up your mind?